We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Christmas decorations delivered yesterday. I got to get those up now.
Oh, I was going to tell you, bring the cocoa mug in.
The big inflatable?
Let's blow it up somewhere. See what it looks like. Yeah.
It's so funny when you buy things off Amazon. Dunlap, thank you for that 8 month sub. When you buy things off Amazon, it's like they're cheaper, but then when they get delivered, they're cheaper for a reason.
Yeah.
Like when you go to a Lowe's or a Home Depot, it's like in a big box and it's like a whole thing.
Yes.
All of these decorations came in like
bag.
No, like they're in a box, but it's like the thinnest box ever and it's like lights.
Holiday. Lights.
Holiday. Lights.
Red. Colors.
50 meters or something like that. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, thanks. Well, that's good to know.
I hope these don't burn my house down.
Right. Yeah, that ain't fitting in here, right? That's too big for in here. We'd have to blow it up like
but it'd still be funny for a minute.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah, that would be funny.
I mean, just to, like,
stand right where you are.
And have that thing running.
Just plug it in right there.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Oh,
we gotta obviously, we got to test it.
Oh, yeah, we got to see.
Ebony Lace, good morning. Oopie, Backwoods, Lady Meow, Sarah. Everybody checking in on Twitch. What?
Oh, no, we are good. Never mind. I was going to say, we should decorate in here
we're going to get a tree. I want to move Jam out and put a real live tree in the corner.
Yep, it's time.
So we got to plan a day to go to a tree farm.
I would say the week we come back.
Okay.
Because a lot of places are opening Thanksgiving weekend. That's when they kind of like kick off.
Everybody's asking in Twitch how I'm feeling. I'm feeling fine. I know that I sampled a bunch last night, but my tolerance is so high that none of it really affects me, sadly.
No, I know what you're saying.
So just little tiny cops, it was fine.
In the scheme of things, in the moment, it's like, whoa. But it's like that drop in a bucket type deal where usually combined with everything else, that was less than.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
The total.
Yeah, this isn't a pitcher glass full of mostly vodka? All right. This isn't a splash of Kool-Aid and a pint glass of Tito's? All right.
Oh, all right.
This is nothing then. No, I did have that, Katie's asking about the jet fuel. It was that, I already forgot what he called it, but it was like their 190 proof grain liquor or something. That they used to like bring down to vodka of some kind or whatever they're going to use.
Yeah.
And they brought me a cup, little sample of it, and I did it.
It's rough. I've done that.
Cody would have just spewed.
I've done it.
And
it's
if you're
going to
spew, then I'm going to blow chunks.
You're going to spew in this.
But it was fun. Thank you, everybody who came out to Whiskey Wednesday Live last night. It was fun. We were in Phoenix, Lock One Distilling. They have released and getting close to selling out of their Chestnut Rye.
How's that? People went ham?
But well, it's less than 200 bottles exist of it, and they're already under 100 bottles now. So if you wanted to get it, and they had this adorable thing that I didn't even know they had, and you'd think I would, but it is the best Christmas gift. If you've got a whiskey fan in your family, you buy a little Lock One barrel, and then you buy what's called their Raw Dog Spirits.
Oh, I like where you're going with this.
And you pour it in the barrel, and then you age your own whiskey. Because I've taught Cody, it comes out clear, and it gets its color from the barrel. So if you want to try some flavors, if you want to try, hey, I wonder what it'd be like if I put some, oranges in there. You can do whatever you want.
That's a pretty cool idea,
It's really
man.
Cool. I've never seen that before.
No.
And then, just let it sit in your house for a couple of years and see what you can come up with.
Hopefully you don't die before you get to heaven.
Yeah. I hope I don't die before my whiskey's aged.
No, I like that. I'm trying to think. I don't have...
Got a little spout on it, like an old-timey monk.
Yeah. Let's see, you have a whiskey, so getting you a whiskey would be pointless.
But you could, if you poured your booze on there and then you put some weed in it and just let it sit in there for a little while.
Oh, my
God. The problem is this.
Yeah.
And you know this about Cody Mack and I. We have 0.0 patience.
You said years.
There's no way it's sitting there for years.
Year.
It's there, not even that long.
I mean, I get through a year.
If I hid it from myself.
Yeah.
But if I know there's a whole thing of booze somewhere, and I'm like, I just want to keep this buzz going, and I stumble over, open it up.
Yeah, no.
Then I spend a lot of money on something that I wasted.
I'm going to just kill a little bit of this.
Hello there, little Timmy. What do you got there?
I have a K5 XL1000 Wi-Fi LED grow light.
Those are mighty big words, Timmy.
Yeah, my dad, he has the very best cannabis grow garden. He said, if you want the very best, you have to learn from the very best. Don't just shop with any My dad shops M&M.
M&M Hydroponics, 2222 Oriskany Street in Utica. 10 years of turning beginners into masters of hydroponic growing. Prep your cannabis garden now. Once this thing gets approved, New York, game on. M&M Hydroponics are local experts that don't sell cheap, breakable internet quality. They stock top LED grow lights, cannabis-specific nutrients, every organic option, hydro supplies, and more. Gear up, man. Freaking harvest season. Hand, bowl, and motorized trimmers, drying racks, and curing packs. And pick your very own cannabis seeds. Blueberry lemonade, Afghani 5-0, OG sherbet, sour skunk, you get it. Get them today at M&M Hydroponics or visit mmhydro.com.
Cody.
Huh.
Here we are.
Oh.
I was waiting to see if I had a sneeze on deck, and I do not.
I'm not even going to do it.
I do not. So, they're releasing a dog phone, but I feel like this is something that people have been kind of using.
My old dog phone.
This is something people have been kind of using. What? What?
Dog phone. Hello? Dog phone, hello. Hello, dog phone. Who is it?
Hi, my dog there. Dog phone.
Hello.
No, it's a dog phone so people can call their dogs while they're at work or not home.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of y'all already have this, like a security camera where you can just talk to your dog.
Yeah, they have these already. They can make it sit or whatever, and then pop a treat out.
But this works the opposite way, where the dog can call you at work.
Nah.
And I don't think I need that.
No.
So the way it works,
because it's going to be a trained thing.
Yeah, it's going to realize that every time. So the way you initiate the call is it gets a specific toy, and it can shake it, and that initiates the call to you at work.
Oh, God, yeah. Uh-uh. No, man, that literally, because that was I had to stop training Jughead to do things.
Yeah.
Because he would just hey, check this out. I bet I get a treat if I do this. And he would just come randomly up and do the thing, and be like, oh, okay, all right. It would be 30 times a day.
They trained, so it's in testing right now. And they trained a black lab, a 10-year-old black lab named Zach, for 3 months to see if this is something that a dog would be interested in. And the dog called a few times, but I don't know if the dog knows it's calling you or is just playing with a toy.
Yeah, I think it's probably just playing with a toy. Once it figures out that if there was a treat involved or a reward system somehow, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then, oh my God, yeah. Oh yeah. All day.
Imagine I'm in Mr. Krabs' office and we're having a meeting and he's trying to make money for the company.
Yeah.
And my watch starts vibrating and I go, excuse me, sir, my dog is calling me. I have to step out for a minute.
It's Freddy with a tennis ball in his mouth.
Excuse me, Mr. Krabs. I have to take this. I can't. Are you coming home? It's like, no, I'm sorry. Freddy, I'm in a meeting. I can't. No. I can't talk right now, bud.
starts digging at the phone.
Now the reason I don't think this is actually a good idea, because like, or I don't think it's actually working as intended, is the dog started making calls when it was asleep, like just playing with the toy.
Yeah.
So I don't think the dog is equating, I can call my owner.
Yes.
With this toy.
Yes.
They're like, I'm going to play with this toy. And sometimes my owner's there too.
What are you doing?
What? Oh, hi.
When I'm done, you can have it. Till then, thank you.
But what they did notice, we're talking about the dog toy that's in the dog phone, rather. Ring-a-ding-ding-ding, doggy phone. Where the dog then started to realize it was playing with the toy, and when it would shake the toy, it would call the owner. And when the owner didn't answer, the dog got sad about it. You ghosted me. Why did you ghost me?
Does the head tilt because it doesn't understand?
Here's the inventor talking about the invention of the dog phone.
I think a lot of these devices are really important to give dogs choices or options to do things for enrichment reasons. They could use it to play music or to video call a human, like in this example. Dog phone is a device that allows a dog to video call their human. In the pet market at the moment, a lot of these technologies allow you to video call your dog, but really your dog has no control over this. No one really knows what a dog would do if they had control over a video call.
Like, I can't imagine, like, you are at work all day, and you come home, and your dog is mad at you because you didn't pick up their phone, and you're like, you can't, like, listen, dog, we have a relationship. I have to go to work.
Yeah.
I can't sit around the house all day like you do.
Does a, oh, you're home.
Oh,
interesting. Turns around, trots away.
Okay.
Oh, so you are alive.
Oh, okay. Is your phone dead? Because I called it, I don't know, 20 times.
Just does that little thing where they kick their back legs after they just get done going to the bathroom.
Yeah, silver light boundaries. You got to set dog boundaries.
Yeah.
Don't be calling me at work. I am in a meeting.
Oh, man. All I can think of is just if there was, it was like that video screen, if they somehow combine this to where shakes the toy, screen pops up, shoot a treat
out.
Like
a FaceTime call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be it. Every dog would just walk right over, just smack that button and stand there. And then your phone would ring and you'd have to
answer it. And then there, hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
I know,
bud. I know, bud.
All right, here.
Yeah.
Press the button, shoots a treat. All right, bye.
All right, goodbye.
Hangs up literally.
Every 2 minutes.
12 seconds later.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, I'm at work.
Yeah. It's supposed to help with dog anxiety, but I think that would cause me more anxiety.
I bet it would help dogs with separation anxiety.
Because they know they can call you right anytime they want to.
Yep, it would immediately work for dogs like that, I bet. But, oh my God, right?
That would the irritation that would go with this.
Just, all right, I got to turn notifications off.
You'd be like having another child, for sure.
You go into a meeting with Mr. Krabs, turn your phone off, turn it back on. 10,000 missed calls from Dr. Freddy Hot Dog.
Oh, my God.
Huh? All right, I got... Sir, one sec.
I gotta take this.
I gotta call Freddy back. There's 10,000 missed phone calls. You call him back. He's just standing there, and he's close to the... You call him... Yeah.
Freddy, I know, buddy. I know. I can't talk right now. I can't talk right now. No, get down.
Get away from the camera.
Because it would have to be so he could see me, too. Yeah. Like, it can't just be him looking. He'd have to be looking at the camera.
No.
And is a dog even smart enough to understand, like, how technology works? I mean, I get that it would realize it could get me on a picture.
Yeah.
If it did the shaky toy thing.
I don't know about the shaky toy thing for me. I think if it was a button, like, if it was a...
Press the button, get a call, and a treat.
Yeah, it smacks a thing. It would, I bet... Most dogs would figure that out.
I kind of want to try it. Like, to see if he figures out.
Yeah.
Every time he pushes that button, I have to appear on a screen for him.
Yeah.
If he would care or not care. Because I'm on to him. Like, I know that he's full of garbage.
Yes.
Because I have security cameras I can check at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're home, and like FedEx or the people show up, loses his mind.
Yeah.
Goes nuts.
Yeah.
Screams at them. Wants them out of his yard.
Well, yeah.
If nobody's home,
no.
He doesn't give a damn.
Well, there's no.
He's not protecting.
I was going to say, there's nobody there. You know, they're not there. At that point, if your guys aren't there, he's laughing. He's like, there's nobody in this house to murder,
yeah,
idiot.
Yeah. Like, whenever FedEx pulls up or the mail or whatever, and we're home, forget about it. He's out of his mind. His hair stands up.
It's murder
he's
time.
Screaming at them.
Yeah.
But I'll get my alert that says, like, hey, motion detected, and I'll check, and it's FedEx. And then I'll go check him, and he's just, like, on the couch. I'm like, really, bro? He's like, really, bro? Any other, when we're home, you'd think that is John Wayne Gacy breaking into our house. Yeah.
I lowered the drawbridge.
Yeah, you go ahead, go ahead. Leave me more treats. Leave me more treats.
Throw it on the porch. Nice.
Schoolhouse Rocky, a chip off the block. Schoolhouse Rock. Good morning, everybody. Isn't that the song?
I don't know. That was before.
There's something where he goes, Schoolhouse Rocky, you're a chip off the block. Right? I don't know what that is.
What's interesting with our era of like cartoons and stuff,
mm-hmm.
We're only 3 years apart, really, you know, in years, 3 or 4 years apart.
You and me?
Yeah. But that's a, there's that.
It's considerable.
A different era of, you know what I mean? Like that Schoolhouse Rock, I didn't have that. There was a couple years before, so it's weird.
I don't even know if I had Schoolhouse Rock or it's just in my brain.
I think
for
it might be
reason.
In your brain because I think that was like late 70s.
Yeah, it was like
you're not
70s.
Late 70s.
No.
But, you know what I mean? It's still.
No.
Yeah. Couldn't be.
Yeah, I'm just a Bill with Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, see, none of that was.
And then they came out with that.
I don't remember when that was even on. It was on at like noon, right?
Yeah, but remember when they came out with the Schoolhouse Rock album in the 90s and Blind Melon was on it?
No, I remember Schoolhouse Rock just as the like.
Who was on that?
Something
record?
That came on at, I think, noon, either if I forgot to change it over to whatever channel had WWF Superstars or NBA Inside Edition or, you know, the Jam Show.
Yeah, this one. This had Blind Melon on it. Hold on.
Text Line has the album.
It's the magic
this is them?
Number. Oh, yeah,
oh.
It is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient.
That's funny.
Trinity,
this is Napoleon Dynamite.
96 this came out.
It's the magic number.
In the past and the present. Was he alive then? Faith and
hope and charity. When did Shannon Hoon die?
The heart and the brain and the body will give you three. It's a magic number. Takes 3 legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand.
Hold on. I'm going to see if I can ask my thingy.
Stand by, everybody.
No, I'm not laughing at, but it always weirds me out.
Can I, hold on, let me see if I can get this to work. What year did Shannon Hoon die?
Shannon Hoon died on October 21st, 1995 at the age of 28 years.
So they must have recorded this and then.
Post, was it humorously?
I remember this album so good, man. Remember they did, This Is Folk Implosion doing Just a Bill? The 90s were a good time.
You sure gotta climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Hey, who's that sad little scrap of paper?
You really wanna know?
Yes, I'm only a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. World is a long, long journey.
Yeah, man!
Huh. Yeah.
Skilo did the tale of Mr. Morton? Hold on.
Alrighty then.
Ooh, funky. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone is remembering the revived 93 to 96 editions. I'm talking about the 73 to 84.
Yeah, like the.
Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence, and what the predicate says he does. See, Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence, and what the predicate says he does.
See,
Mr.
No joke, this is what honestly how you should teach kids.
This is how you should teach kids, man.
Don't be stupid with the crap that they try to teach us.
Mr. Morton talks, Mr. Morton reads, Mr. Morton loves. Mr. Morton walked down the street. Yeah, Mr. Morton walked,
And Mr. Morton talked to his favorite cat. Yeah, Mr. Morton talked.
What's up, cat?
And Mr. Morton was a lonely man.
Oh.
Yeah, Mr. Morton was. And Mr. Morton
what?
Is the subject of my sentence.
And they're teaching the you parts of sentences. Does.
Well, it turned.
Mr. Morton knew just one girl.
It turned tragic. He's lonely.
Knew. Yeah, he is.
This girl's going to reject him.
Pearl.
Here we go.
Yeah, Mr. Morton grew. And Mr. Morton was very shy.
Here it comes.
Yeah, Mr. Morton was. See, Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence. And what the predicate says, he does. Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence.
See, I've already learned more here than I have in all of my schooling.
Yeah, that's it.
Mr. Morton is the subject of my sentence.
He does.
And what the predicate says, he does.
The predicate says,
he does.
Mr. Morton walks, Mr. Morton talks.
I like it.
Like, there's a bunch of ones that aren't even on. Like, Bismarcky did one. Better Than Ezra did Conjunction Junction. Oh, I want to hear Better Than Ezra's Conjunction Junction. Hold on.
Oh, I'll say, yeah. I bet that's pretty good.
This came off the 96 album. Why are they hiding it so much? You can't find it anywhere. Did something go wrong?
I don't know.
Did Ezra sue?
I was going to say, where's, I'm trying to like Google stuff. Did Ezra sue?
You're not better than me! This is the beginning of it.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Putting together words into phrases that sound right.
Conjunction Junction, how's
I can get down
function?
With this album. I can get down with this album. I remember it.
This is pretty funny, man.
Yeah, Lottie, why do I remember them too? Like, I don't remember watching any Schoolhouse Rock, but I remember all of these songs. They must have just been in the world.
Well,
and
that's what I was going to say. It's because they're used in things. Like that first one is in...
3-0 is the magic number. That was on Blind Melon. In Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, so that's where I know that one from. And that second one is even in something. What was the second one again? Because that's what I wanted to Google that.
Electricity.
This is the band Goodness. I don't remember the band Goodness.
When you're in the dark and you wanna see.
Tater Tot says we watched him in school. I don't remember watching him in school.
No, I don't remember. I didn't.
Lottie, I am going to bring back K-Rock. I'm not going to do nothing but Schoolhouse Rock. Anyways, we celebrate. Yeah, and then, did they air it on PBS? Maybe that's why I know them.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, they mixed them in Saturday mornings. That's how I know them. You're right. Like, in the commercial breaks, you'd get a random Schoolhouse Rock thing that would pop up.
I do remember that. That's how I would see little bits.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, that's The early, like 93, man. We were so young.
So young, so...
Jimmy Crimbus.
So full of hope. So full of life.
We would have just made it down to the Schoolhouse Rock albums instead of the Marilyn Manson.
I know, where it all went sideways. He's in a lot of trouble, man.
Yeah.
And is that, why are you shocked? Crap. I'm not shocked at all by that.
It's just funny that everyone just tried to tell us that for like... the last year, and people are like, well, I mean, come on. And then it's like, well, all right, now how about this? Like, what's it going to take?
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone go look into the things that people are saying about
he would
him.
Lock women in soundproof bad girls' rooms, allegedly. And I'm not surprised by any of this. The dude is troubled, and he's gross.
Yeah.
In the club, Wyclef Jean, John Forte.
Yeah, they have to introduce who is going to be coming up in the song.
We know.
Cody was just saying, like, back in the old hip-hop days, They'd have to talk to you before the song started.
Here's what's going to go on.
Is this all right? Because it's Saturday night. Tomorrow night.
To pump the BGs. And all you college students playing Ouija's. Check the spelling R-E-F-U-G-E.
Get the CD, SM, get what he.
You ain't even close with the rhymes that you wrote. Don't be back because you broke. Let me.
Tomorrow night, the final house party of the year. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. 7 o'clock. Plan on it. Game, treat that ass a little kinda. Every step tangoed. Yo, beef, don't concern me. I'm eating mangoes in Trinidad with attorneys. My food slang flow. I can't tell if I pooped my pants or if I got, like, if I just sprayed them with too much Febreze. I can't tell because they're wet.
You know, that's... Yeah. When you're growing up,
yeah.
And you think about, like, being an adult, when you're gonna work and all that type of stuff. Never do you get trained or taught or prepared for having a coworker ask you if you think I pooped my pants or sprayed too much Febreze after I almost pooped my pants.
Yeah, you know.
What do you guys think?
Donkey says, "Why would you spray yourself? I spray my pants every time I fart."
Yeah, if he has
almost,
a real bad...
if it's really bad, I don't want to sit in it all day like a baby.
If it's a real bad one, his...
I don't want to be like a baby in my diaper all day.
Yeah, his farts have absorption powers where they linger with him, I feel like. Sometimes he'll go to, like, sit down again, and it'll, like, push out some smell from the fabric, you know?
I had cars I had to sell just because those seats were ruined. You couldn't get back in that car on a hot day?
Give it, like, a smack, and, like, how dust pops up, it's the fart cloud.
There'd be hot summer days. You'd get in there and you'd sit on that big puffy seat, and it would just be like, you got to sell this car.
It would just slowly swish down, and fart air would slowly rise out.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like, I would have to look up. There was a car. I had a Ford Taurus that just smelled awful because I would spend so much time in it. And I looked up, like, how to change a seat in a Ford Taurus. Like, I would have gone to, like, a U-Pull.
Really?
And got, like, a seat and then change it because it was so bad.
That would have been hilarious.
Try to contain yourself, ladies. I'm hot as F.
I mean, everybody, hey, whoa, the phone lines are lighting up. Guys, married.
Relax. I'm a married man.
Dial it back.
So, no, Oopie's wife sent me this photo. This isn't it either. I'm in Twitch. I'm trying to figure something out. And you guys can help as a, good morning, this is K-Rock. When you're driving down 365 in Rome, and you got the correctional facility off the road, there's a house that's all boarded up, like a big, it would have been a big house.
I didn't
in front of the correctional facility with, like, green boards on the windows. And I want to know what that building is.
Oh, maybe I did.
Was it like the old warden's house? It looks like it's part of the campus of the correctional facility.
Okay.
And I am obsessed. I'm obsessed with any, like, old timey buildings.
Yeah.
And I've Googled it, and I can't figure out what that building is.
Yeah, I don't know the...
This is it right here.
I was going to say...
No, it is not. So, see, that's the house I'm talking about. I can't show you on Twitch because I have it on the wrong computer, but it's not the Rome Custodial Asylum that you guys are sending me. It's not that. Because Heather sent me that. It's not that. That's like a big old house. This is just like a tiny house... Where it's all boarded up with the green things on it, and I don't know what that is.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah.
But that's weird. That why is it boarded up like that?
I don't know what it is.
Like, what's the matter with it?
I don't know. I want to go in all old. If you guys want to know how I'm going to die. I'm probably...
The poison will eventually work out.
I'll have a heart attack at some... point, probably.
No, it goes in his sleep. You'll
or
see.
The poison. It'll be me poking around houses that I shouldn't be poking around in.
You want to go poke around in a house or two? You want to do a little I&E?
I got to say this.
A little legal entry?
What town were we in yesterday?
Floyd, I think, at one point was something.
What did we drive through?
You're asking me?
Yeah, I know.
You see some of the places? What did we drive through? I have no idea.
16 Stone is in Holland Patton, but we drove... Before we got to Holland Patton, we were somewhere. Not Bridgewater.
When we entered Holland Patton, we immediately tripled the population.
We really did. So, we get off.
Yeah.
of the thruway at 33, and we drive to Holland Patton through Floyd. Maybe I am thinking of Floyd. I don't know.
I really don't know.
But there's just a lot of old-timey buildings in that area. I love the state of New York so much. I love driving around the state of New York. Yes. And I love seeing old buildings, and I want to go in all of them, and I want to poke around. And I just love the small towns of this area.
I do like old.
It's my favorite.
Like stretches of roads where you're like, that house is from like the 1800s.
Oh my God,
man.
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed.
And when they're taken care of well.
Oh, too, you like that, it when they're taken care
of? I don't. They can be, you know, older, but I don't like. You know, you see some in your kind of like, what'd you do, man?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
All the time.
What the hell?
All the time.
Be an adult. Get rid of that garbage that's out in front of what, you know, it's weird.
Like, all the time. I don't like it when you take, like, we have one in Phoenix that I think it used to be, like, the Bertelbaus who owned it. My mother-in-law told me about it. I have a whole history book. But it's, like, it's falling apart, and it bums me out, but I'm still, like, obsessed with the fact that I'm looking back in time at an old building.
Yeah.
And when they're, like, boarded up, I'm like, well, I gotta know what's in there. I want to see what it looks like in there.
One of the, because I like to read all those signs, those like historical signs that some places go a little too heavy on for my liking.
Yeah, they do.
But they had one, did you see right when
Sacagawea took a poop here back
right?
I'm like, oh, God.
Like,
all right.
Oh, are you sure about that? Yeah. Like one person stepped foot one time there and like, all right.
Well, we have one plaque in Phoenix where it's, I think it's called, up at my house, it's like a plaque that says the Halfway Tavern.
I've seen that, yeah.
So if you were on the horse from Syracuse to Oswego,
yeah,
you're like, I gotta stop here and get hammered real
right?
quick.
Yeah, and they were like, someone's like, we're gonna put a historical marker up here, and they're like, why? We're like, it was the first ever, like rest stop.
Yeah, this is the first ever throughway rest stop.
Yeah, the guy's like, well,
people would pull over and they'd take a dump and a leak and could catch a buzz and then keep going to Oswego.
Like, well, maybe that's not the best description for.
Nah, it's the halfway.
Halfway house back in the whatever. You would stop here for a rest and a brew. Like, okay, perfect. I'll put the marker up there.
Yeah, right.
But there was one on the way when we left. I don't know if you saw it on the right. That it was just like, I don't know, someone's house now where it said it was a church from 1853 or 58. Either way, I was like, I can't even imagine the BS that went on in a church.
In the 1800s,
out in Floyd.
Dude.
In the 1860s. Oh, God.
Some
forbid.
Of the stuff that happens in Floyd now is
right?
tricky.
But you imagine you took a wrong turn. You imagine you were out in Floyd in the 1860s. You came across that church.
Yeah, T-Nat, you're right. There's one in Phoenix.
Woo!
About buried treasure from the French colonists on that island. So we have Treasure Island in Phoenix, and there's a sign for it.
Oh, I've seen that because they like...
It's just a weird island. It's probably riddled with snakes.
Yeah.
It should be called Snake Island because it's probably just covered in snakes.
And it's just a snake pit out there.
It's just a snake pit, man.
Yeah. But it was just a place like the, what was it? Then somebody went and hid? The French went and hid on that island or something?
No, they claimed that they buried treasure on it. And
oh.
I don't know. I hate to break it to you, but at this point, one of us would have found it.
I was going
to
say, I've seen the things that the people out in that type area will, you know, end up on the police blotter for.
Yeah.
If there was buried treasure on an island.
It. We would have got to that island. We got Hilljack Ingenuity up there in Phoenix.
Say,
I'll tell you what.
It'd be a weekend occurrence of
48-year-old man, Phoenix.
Drowned trying to get the treasure.
Eaten by snakes.
Yeah. Somebody would have found it by now.
Nah.
Trust me.
Nah. I'm going, all those other jackasses ain't even. give me one more bud, and I'm going to go on over and get in that there treasure island.
I know
water.
My people. I know where that treasure island is located. It's very close to the village.
Yeah.
Very walkable.
Yeah.
Every single weekend, Cody is right. Someone, and it'd be a guy, would attempt to swim to that island.
Yes.
Either drowned, get killed by snakes, or maybe find treasure, man. It ain't beyond belief that somebody could just find a treasure in Phoenix, New York, and then be the... And we wouldn't be cool about it.
No! Like, because he wouldn't...
Treasure Guy would have a gold house, and he would be all about it.
No, he would have the same trailer he lives in now.
We just cover it in gold?
No, I'd say he would just have, well... we can build weird expansions onto this, right? But then you can paint those in gold. Then, all right, I'm going to get about 6 ATVs.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it would be. Yeah, you're right.
4 or 5 trucks.
Same house, same stuff inside the house.
Yes.
But like a $100,000 pickup truck.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen Roseanne. I know how this works. I'm getting a dishwasher.
So nobody can tell me what that little house is. You all have guests, but guesses. But
you want the before.
I want to know what that house is.
You want the before. Everyone keeps saying that was that thing.
They're saying a credit union at some point.
But you want to know, there's no, like how, like a couple years ago, if you were to drive up to Oswego through Fulton and you saw that bank and it was a bar. And you're like, what was that? And you're like, it's a bar. And you're like, no, it's a dome. There's no
the Circle Bank?
Yeah, you're like, no way, that was just a bar. You're like, well, before it was a bank.
It was a bank, yeah.
Yeah, that type deal. But a reverse. What was that bank before?
You guys have so many funny, you have so many funny road signs. Look at the one that LJ sent in. There's the Italian Community Bake Oven road sign. It was literally just a community oven that they have a road sign by.
Yeah, see, that's... It's too much, man. That's too much.
The Italian Community Bake Oven is a historic community bake oven located in Little Falls. It was built about 1891 and is abandoned. Because it's an outdoor oven!
Yeah, and everyone probably died or moved out of the woods.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we can build these closer to our houses. We don't need to walk to an oven where fire is.
Right.
It was built to finish large quantities of bread for Italian immigrant railroad workers in a work camp from 1891 to 1893.
So it's not really even a community oven. It's just a bakery.
But outside, though.
I bet it wasn't.
It's an outside bakery. Everything else burned down but the oven. Yeah, you've seen that. Where it's like everything burns down but the stone structure.
And they're like, oh, it was outside. And people out there are like, no, it wasn't.
No, it definitely wasn't. We lost our bakery. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Oh, community outside oven. I mean, we're giving you a plaque. Like, oh, thanks. What are you doing here? You're here observing how cool the historical landmark is?
Yeah, I'm pounding in
the plaque.
Yeah.
No, I'm collecting my remains. This was my bakery. It burned to the ground. And this is stone, so it didn't. Thank you, though. You're welcome for the plaque.
Yeah, Levine is like, it's still in good condition.
Right?
Oh, yeah, go make some bread in the community oven.
Where were we where it was every 30 feet?
Was a road, like,
remember
one of those
that
roads?
Where I was like, this is too much. Oh, where the hell was that? Or were we even in the same car? I just assume.
Yeah. Well, you and I share a brain in a lot of ways. We both drove by the "Come unto Me" sign yesterday, and both wanted to take photos of it. You did.
Yeah. Oh, I
U-turned. I got it.
I U-turned hard in the middle of that road, man. There was no one around. I immediately hit the brakes and went, "Oh, I'm going back for that."
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, yeah.
Yeah, we're the same people.
And that's everyone that was like, oh, it says onto, not into. Yeah, duh. That's why I said nice. Onto is the name of the game.
Yeah.
Pull out champ. Unless asked otherwise.
Text line, we cook food outside all the time. It's called a barbecue.
Right?
Yeah, but you weren't baking bread for the Italian immigrants who were building the canal and the railroads.
Right, yeah. You got to make food for railroad workers, and then you can get a plaque. That's how that works.
So if you're just tuning in, I love this state. I love driving around this state. Yesterday we were out in Holland Patton, and then we were in Utica. And the way back, I take 365 through Rome.
Yeah.
And I drove past the prison, and there's a house with green boards on the windows, and I want to know what that house is.
I bet.
I could use a historical marker. One time I could use one. Right? I don't see one.
I bet it was like the place where someone lived.
I bet the warden's house or something. And then it became different things.
It'd be right there. And then after a while, he's like, I don't want to live on site of a prison. Like, get out of here.
Yeah. Right? It's a bummer.
Right? So,
why do I gotta live here?
It's like, every time I drive by Deborah Stanley's house up in Oswego when we were there, I'd be like, that sucks. This poor lady has a badass house, and she's right on the campus.
I know.
Of all of us idiots.
Like, could you
every
imagine?
Every weekend drive, beep, 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 hey, president, beep, 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 because I did that.
I did it. I would go behind Deb Stanley's house. And party on the water right there.
Oh, you were one of the... Oh, because you were on that part of campus. Oh.
I wasn't on that part of campus, but we'd walk over to Riggs, and then, like... Because you get, like, the freshman chicks are over there.
Yeah, I mean, like, because you weren't in Seneca. You know, I mean, you were over in first year. Yeah.
You were way too far from the lake. You could go down to your side of the lake.
No, but yeah, I'd hear about those.
We would walk over to, like, lakeside, and then go down to those, like, big flat rocks and have fires down there.
No, I didn't... We didn't have that. We couldn't have that over there.
But we also heard that Deb had a second place that wasn't... So, like, she had a house, because I guess when you're the president of the university or whatever, that house just always exists,
yes.
Like a governor's mansion.
Yes, that's the other guys now.
Yeah, yes. So whoever's going to be the new president, that's their house, but also, they probably have a house somewhere, too, you know?
I wouldn't be surprised. Just
I mean, if you're looking
for
a place to live, why don't you just become the president of Oswego, dude? Why don't you just do that? It'd be so easy.
I mean, I may have to grow back my real long hair, put it in some... Cornrows,
yeah.
Poof it out again. Walk back up there. Get me that college shirt that you get from signing up for that stupid credit card.
Just the big baggy college.
Sup? I'm here to live here. No, that house was badass, man.
It was really badass.
Yeah, right on the water. Lucky.
Anyway, so if you've got any fun, I know this is old guy stuff, but if you guys have any,
where was
like,
your house?
Like road signs we can visit. I've only got a couple in Phoenix, but like. My father-in-law loves them. He stops and reads all of them. All of them.
Yeah.
What's the one?
I like to read a bunch of them.
There's the rest stop. I don't know where it is. It's like, is it the Mohawk Canal rest stop? Whatever it is. But there's a great one that's got a lot of signs on it, too. I like it. You ever think about history?
You ever just think about stuff?
You ever think about history?
There's a couple in Cicero that just kind of don't impress me at all.
Like, out in Pennaville, where I grew up, we have a couple, like, there was an old hotel that was out there that I like to drive by. Anyways, I just like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What about the Roosevelt one out here in the 6 on 49? Rosie, what is that? What happened there?
Yeah, what's that one? I don't know. Those are everywhere. They're everywhere. And I noticed out there... everybody just buried everybody wherever they were. There's like 1,000 of those metal fences around like 4 graves.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know, this family's there. And
yeah.
I don't know, here's a fence around it. It's way easier. Or,
did you know that you can legally bury a body anywhere as long as you ask permission?
That's the thing about it. I don't ask permission.
If you want to bury your grandmother in your yard, you can. You just got to call the town and say, hey, I'm doing this. And they'll let you as long as there's no wires down there.
Wow. That's pretty
cool.
You
don't have to go to a cemetery.
I guess I kind of probably knew that because it always, not creeps me out, but I always thought it was a little creepy, weird. There's a place if you're going to Green Lakes and you drive by it.
Uh-huh.
And you keep going on the left. There's like an old timey farmhouse or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But right in the front yard is very clearly 2 gravestones where that's like
that's where they want to be buried.
They are or going to be.
You can. You just got to call your town and say, hey, I'm going to put Grandma on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, is she dead yet? No, she's definitely not.
No, why? Is that part of it?
So I got to do that part first? Well, we'd prefer it if you did.
All right, well, hold on. I have a shovel.
You have to call to make sure it's not going to affect the water table and there's no wires under there. But then you can, and they'll give you permission, man.
Which means what?
Like the body decomposes and gets into your drinking water.
But you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
If that needs permission...
Yeah, you don't want to be tasting dead people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What do I always say about that type of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
If that is a thing, that means that had to have happened at least once to where someone was drinking bodies.
And the weirdest part for me is the opposite, right? Not that you can bury somebody in your own yard. When I see a cemetery near a church, that makes sense to me. I'm like, all right, yeah, they wanted to be buried. This is where their congregation was, whatever.
Yeah.
But when you just see random cemeteries, like my family's members and my wife's family are all buried in like little country cemeteries where it's like Welcome to the Jacksonville, New York cemetery, and it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's.
But
yeah,
I'm thinking about the origins of that cemetery where it was like, we buried one guy here. We're pretty good at burying people here if you want to put more people here.
Yeah, that had to have been one little area's
thing. They're like, hey, we got
thing.
We can put a lot of bodies over there if you guys want to do it. And then as people died, they just kept coming to this random plot of land.
Right, or they had just this big open field, and they're like, oh, man, we did it. Guys, look at all. We have such prosperous land and an area,
yeah.
And they turn around, and someone's digging a hole, and they're like, wait, what? You're like, what are you doing? Oh, I've been burying people here.
Yeah,
for
we can do that, right?
A little bit. Is that not? And they're like, we were going to have this be like food.
And they're like, well.
In houses and stuff.
Put up a sign, I guess. Right. This is the Jacksonville, New York.
All right, if you die, you're gonna get it.
What?
Put on the outdoor camera quick.
All right, why? What's going
on
outside?
For Twitch.
Oh, I don't have it. Oh,
wow. Oh no, I'm sorry. I was going to say, not to... to switch it up on you, there's a very pretty rainbow out there. If you want, and usually we have deranged people running around screaming things with their
beautiful
with their wieners out. So if I can add a little bit of brightness to the day,
that's beautiful. Look outside on Twitch.
Might as well huck a rainbow at your faces.
That's a beautiful outdoor scene,
right? But yeah,
text line says there's a random 10-person cemetery out by them in Camden.
That's what I mean. Like some,
those are the weirder cemeteries
where,
to me.
Yes, where it was a family's land and the family mall's buried out back. I want to be buried out there. And then the kids died from dysentery. They're buried there. And then it was just like, what do you do? You can't. Do you dig up the wooden box and move all the bones?
No,
you
leave
just slap a metal fence around it and go, that's part of your land forever. And then someone buys it and puts a 2-story ranch and just tell their kids, leave the graves alone of the dead people buried underneath. Who are they? Don't know. But you dig them up, you'll get dysentery.
We went to an old home, I think we were in Connecticut or Massachusetts, but it had a legit pet cemetery on the hill.
Ooh.
Where these rich people buried all their pets. And you'd go up on the hill and it was like,
huh.
Whiskers and Buttons and
really?
All these names from like the 1800s. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I mean, I get it, but that's definitely a back in the day.
Like we're just going to bury people here.
You're like a rich person scam, but not scam. Like they knew.
It was a tradition for them because they're rich.
Yes, that's what I mean. It was like that was the rich person thing to do. This is for important animals.
Yeah.
Yours hucking the garbage.
Yeah. All right. Well, twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. Come say good morning. We'd love to hear from you. If you guys want to keep talking about random grave sites and landmarkers, I'd love to know about them. Still, nobody can tell me what that building is. And if you did, I missed it. I'm sorry, but
we keep telling you there's no building there.
Oh, yeah.
He's not listening. Guys, something's wrong with
that
him.
Building burned down 100 years ago.
Why are you not paying attention to us? Are you not
talking about?
We've been. Oh, man, guys, we got to go.
Good morning, everybody. Here's a voice we haven't heard in a while. Love it, Rosa. Rosa. Good morning, dear. How are you?
Hi, good. I just for the record, I will take this as my second runner-up entrance song.
You got it. You got it.
Huh?
I would have given you Stranglehold, but I wasn't
I wasn't
in the Nuge mood. I was in the P. Diddy and the Mace and the whole fam.
Look, you got to switch it up now and then,
you know?
Keep your moves fresh.
So, Rosa, we haven't spoken a couple of weeks, and there's a lot to catch up on.
There's a lot to unpack. Yeah.
Do I start with the Wheel of Tattoos? Because...
Oof.
Oh,
if
yeah.
Ever there was a Wheel of Tattoos you should have been at,
yeah.
It was the one that I spun.
Yo, Rosa.
You did this to me. You did this to me.
That might be true.
Yeah. Yeah, it is true. It's great. Not as a, like a, it's your fault. But this is,
well,
this is because of one of the funniest stories ever.
Let me set the stage here. So the Wheel of Tattoos is a wheel where we put references to the show of the last year on things, you know, that we've talked about become tattoo designs. And you come and spin it and whatever it lands on is what you get tattooed on you. So Rosa shared a story earlier in the year, and I'm paraphrasing Rosa. Correct me where I'm wrong. But you had gone just down to a bar casually wearing a pineapple print, correct?
Yeah.
And then you noticed people were being extra friendly to you, to which, and I'll let you take it from here, to which the bartender shared something with you, correct?
Wait, no. Wait, what are we talking about?
You were at a hotel and you were accidentally wearing
pineapple? Oh my gosh.
What?
No, I was wearing rainbow print, but yes.
So then how did we get to where I'm tattooed with it?
Because I think it's normally pineapple, but I just am prey for strangers.
So
it was
you,
neon. It was the neon of the whole deal.
Got you. So you were accidentally showing off that you're a swinger when you are not, correct?
Right. Yes.
And people were buying you drinks, and the bartender said, hey, you might want to go change, right?
And and someone else, there was a pineapple somewhere where like one of the guys had something, because somebody had it on there somewhere where the guy mentioned, or the upside down.
Well, regardless, the tattoo was accidental. Yes. Swinger. That's yes. all. That was the thing.
Yeah.
So yes. on the wheel of tattoos was an upside down pineapple, which we learned is a secret code for swingers.
Oh my word.
It was an homage to you, Rosa, as you were an accidental swinger. We figured we'd put it on the wheel. And of course, it's my year to spin. I spin the wheel and it lands on that. Now, you would never find someone further from the world of swinging than your boy.
I am
the opposite of that. And not only that, Cody pointed out after the fact that not only is this tattoo being on me say that I'm a swinger, but it's volunteering my wife for something she did not agree to either.
Right.
Yes, that's why she was upset initially, because it wasn't...
She's still upset. It's not over.
Yes. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It wasn't that Josh had that, because it's hidden. No one will ever see it. And if they do, it's somebody, you know, that knows what's up and it's funny. Mm-hmm. Ha, ha, ha. Mm-hmm. I think it was more of the offering up his wife, to be blunt, for sex with other men.
Yeah, right.
While he has sex with other women.
It's not a great tattoo.
It's not the way, like, you don't, yeah, you gotta, like, get him drunk first and be like, what do you think about, like, a threesome with a...
So I wanted
men,
to put...
But
and
not
I didn't
a
even,
pineapple.
I didn't even realize I subconsciously did this, Rosa, but I wanted to put it somewhere where no one's ever gonna see it, because it's, you know, it's, I don't agree with it. And I put it exactly where you have your tattoo, and I didn't even notice that.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it's on my side hip, like up here. I wanted to put it somewhere that my underpants would cover it. Because, you know, sometimes I'm in my underpants. And right. and that's where it is, Rosa. And it's been a focus of a lot of distress.
Well, I'm really glad you brought up that whole scenario that I worked really hard to block out. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, it's on me forever. So if I got to deal with it, you do too.
I suppose that's fair.
How's everything else? You had your birthday. How'd that go?
It's good. It's, you know, I'm 40 now, but that's cool. Yeah. I a lot of people kept asking me, you know, geez, you upset about turning 40? Oh, man, 40. And I'm like, am I supposed to be upset? Because I'm not upset. Like, you know.
Like, man, I was upset for a little while, Rosa, but then it's like, we're kind of painted into this stupid, like, idea that it's a young person's world. And, like, once you're out of your 20s, you're useless. Yeah. Just go die. You're not a 20-year-old anymore.
No.
And I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think I actually had a harder time turning, my hardest birthday was 25.
Why?
And it had nothing to do with getting older. It was kind of more like I mourned my youth.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I really struggled with it. I had a really hard time with that. Like, the comforts of anything related to your childhood or any sort of, you know, young, immature excuses seem to, they aren't usable anymore. Mm-hmm. And you have to kind of, like, really figure out what you're going to do with your life and, like, move it forward into another era of your life. And that was really hard for me. 40 was not hard for me.
That makes more sense. That's an actual smart answer, because I was going to say that that is always so annoying to see on, like, Facebook and stuff, or just out anywhere, girls celebrating their birthday and they're talking about how old they are and how things are over and it's done and that's it, and they can't believe how nothing has happened for them yet and all this stuff. And they're like, well, how old are you? 24. And you're like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
What are you doing? We're having a funeral for my youngness. How old are you? 26.
Yeah, right?
But what you said was smart. Like, that is acceptable.
Yeah. And I don't want to live like that anymore, Rosa. I don't want to be like, oh, I can only be in my 20s and I'm useless after that.
Yeah.
And I don't really feel like I mourn my youth, because if you've listened to the show, Cody and I are not mature in any way. So I still am a child at all points of my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get that. So I struggled with that, but I didn't struggle with this.
Yeah, I'm not mad about this. So, Rosa, what do you got planned for Thanksgiving? A turkey tapestry of some kind going up?
Definitely a very earthy celebration, mm-hmm. You know, with a lot of recyclables. Now, I usually cook a big to-do. I like to flex those skills. I don't really cook for Christmas, so my mother-in-law still does that, so I kind of use Thanksgiving as my opportunity to, you know, make a nice home.
Do you do a big, like, Italian spread, like the meatballs and stuff?
Oh. I don't. No. Well, we save that kind of for Christmas. I do I do a turkey and a ham, and then I do very, like, traditional sides.
Oh, very
I
nice.
I keep it pretty simple. I wouldn't say I keep it super healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I'm trying to be, you know, health, like, I'm maybe health conscious in the fact that I might not overdo certain things, but no, I pretty much just, you know, do what I want to eat.
What are traditional Rosa sides, though? Because I'm thinking, like, I can't even come up with an over-the-top amazing
side.
That's what I'm saying. I bet it's not just a simple whatnot.
Yeah, I do. Well, I always make, like, a homemade cranberry relish. I do kind of like a funky relish that's, like, tart and tangy.
I like that.
All right.
I do two different potato styles. I do like a super, super whipped, more like a salty, creamy type of potato.
Okay.
And then I do more of a chunkier potato with
nice.
Like herbs.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
So I kind of mix that up.
Nice.
Oh, I'm trying to flip the desk. I want those both.
But yeah, Cody's going to be there, Rosa, whether you like it or not.
Honey. You come. Please do come. Yeah.
You're inviting him over.
Delicious. Yeah, no, and I do like a lot of like, you got to have a green veggie in there. I usually stick with green beans.
Mm-hmm.
And people in my family like those two different styles. I seem to make like a lot of things two different ways to please people in my family. But
what about
your
desserts? Are you doing pies? Tell me about your pie.
Yeah, I don't really do pie. Yeah,
I know what I said.
Yeah, I know what you said. I don't really do pie, although I sometimes do make these little tiny, I call them pocket pies, like little homemade pocket pies.
Okay.
But I actually, I like to make this cake. It's a dark chocolate peppermint cake, and my family loves that after a big meal, because peppermint is a digestive, so people kind of feel like, you know, that's a good thing to end on, and they love chocolate.
That's
so
good.
It's usually what I roll out with. But yeah, I'm excited to cook for Thanksgiving. I do look forward to it. So, how about you guys? You guys like you think inside? Do you think in vittles? Well, like, what are you up to?
Cody's gonna be at your house, so whatever
right?
you're doing,
yeah, that's fine.
He'll do his deep fried turkey.
That's my only responsibility. The deep fried turkey. So
I like it.
That's all I got to worry about. Other than that, I think just normal. I like the normal traditional sides, but I like the double mashed potato thing, man.
That's a good thing to do.
Oh, my fat
ass just rolls into two separate Thanksgivings. I go to my sister's house, and then I go to my sister-in-law's house, and I'm wearing pajama pants essentially, and I'm gonna get food drunk. Food drunk on Thanksgiving, like I always do.
Love it,
Rosa.
I
we love you. We have a hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you afterwards.
Okay, thanks, guys. Cody,
bye.
I expect to see you there.
He will. He'll be there.
Yeah.
Bye. Cody's going to be knocking on the window.
I was going to say, don't tap me. I deep fry my turkey, eat some bird. And
you guys got any of that chocolate peppermint pie left?
Time to make the rounds.
I'm here, so.
Hello.
I'm just playing this for Cody. It's
unbelievable.
A dude called into a sports radio show in Philly. He just got in a car accident, but he wanted to talk about Ben Simmons so bad.
Hi, James.
Hello, morning team. How y'all been?
We're doing great, James. What's on your mind, bro?
Not bad. Someone just hit my car.
Oh, no.
Not bad.
You just got hit.
Yeah, they're driving off. It's okay.
What?
Oh, no, what? No.
What's their license plate?
Get their license plate.
Anyway.
I'll write it down. Go get your license plate.
I'll get a lawyer for you. Read the license plate over the radio.
No. Oh, yeah, that's wrong. That shouldn't do that.
They swerved into my lane. No way. Anyway, I was calling about Ben Simmons.
What?
What? Jay, you just got in a car accident? You called about Ben Simmons?
Oh, that's an accident.
Yeah, because he annoys me more than someone hit my car and driving off.
Wow.
All right, that's not a bad at the end, dude. He worked at it.
He annoys me more than somebody hitting my car and driving off.
I mean, there's no scooter from Jamesville. But, I mean, that's a pretty good end to a conversation there.
What I like about those guys is at least they talk to their callers. Like, I'll listen to people call the ESPN, and they'll just let their callers drone on.
Yeah. I was going to say,
cut them off!
Spoiler alert, I will hang up on you if I get the chance to have callers. Just saying, I will be like, oh.
Oh, my God, sports radio, like, you'll have just the oldest, most boring guy calling. You know, I will say that Babers is gotta be out of the hot seat.
Well, because back, I remember before Coach Mack, before that, I was up in the dome about 1981, 1982. Steve, you might not remember. Paul, you're old, and I'll see you. 81, 82.
Everyone's dads are on the phone. They're like, yeah.
You're like, oh, are you retired, sir? No, I'm like, go to work!
And they'll just, like, stare off into the middle distance while they, like, talk, and I'm like, cut these guys off. They're so goddamn boring.
Well, here's the thing. Back when Danny played, he wasn't as advanced as his father.
If I was in my car, I would just be heading towards a ditch.
Well, that's the thing. You would head to a ditch if you didn't have the leadership of a Dave Bing from back in '62.
Anyways. It's just like, I try to get into it, but cut people off when they're yammering. Except for us. We yammer on quite a bit.
But we will, though.
We're educational and funny.
Well, yes. Well,
so,
speaking of education,
you know, Dino these Babers, kids.
I'd like to a lot. I'd liken Dino to Red Autry in 1978. Big man in the middle.
Do I want this, I think? So Gillette is releasing a heated razor, and I'm debating if I want this.
It's
a lot of money,
explain, though.
So,
I'm not following,
Know, like, what do you use to shave?
My beard trimmer.
Even, like, you're down to your skin?
I haven't used a razor in,
because it gives you the bumps, right?
I get the under bumps, and I haven't been able to find the stuff that worked really well for me from the dollar store in ever, so I've stopped. I can't even tell you last time I shaved with I had a Mach 3, the vibrating one.
Yeah, I like those.
That's what I used, and it was the best ever. It tickled the hairs, and it made it so you could get down to nothing clean. And it was awesome. But, dude, I bet it's been at least 5 years since I've used a razor on my face. Wow.
It's like, I just shave my cheeks and my neck, and I use the same thing, the Gillette, whatever. I don't think it's the Mach 3, but it's like the Power Glide or whatever.
Yeah.
So this one is, imagine like the lubricating strip, the blades, and then on the bottom is like a little heat strip. So when you're shaving, it warms up your face.
No, I bet you that would just irritate mine even more. Here's another chemical with a heating agent.
Mm-hmm.
To put on your face while you shave. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was somehow thinking of you have it in a dock.
It is in a dock.
And it's hot. And you take it out.
Oh, no. So it's in like a, imagine like a toothbrush, like a vibrating toothbrush. Yes, sits in there.
I want it like that.
The other way around.
Flipped, yes. Yeah.
So it would cool off. This runs by rechargeable batteries and it's always staying warm.
I don't know, man. Unless when you press a button, it's a heating strip. Like, that heats up, and it's not like a, you know what I mean? Like, they have
it. It is what I said.
No, but I mean, you know, they have, like, the strips, like the blue strip, and it's like gunk or whatever, and it's like a chemical.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you press a button and it warms up, like, from a battery inside.
That's exactly what I'm telling you happens.
Oh, okay, I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not a gunk.
Not a gunk.
Strip.
It's exactly what you're describing. It's a strip that's powered by a battery that heats as you It's not like a menthol. Like, you
that's
know,
what
like,
I was thinking.
Like
it was just like,
no,
you
no,
press
no.
the button, it activates the goo that's on the thing.
It's
you know
the
what I mean?
Gillette Labs heated razor. It's $170. That's the problem.
That is so... It's the reason that I panic standing in front of the razors, the electric razor section. They're so expensive when all you need is just a $20 Norelco, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, the blades are really expensive, too.
That's another reason I stopped shaving.
Is because...
I couldn't deal with that anymore.
It's like $40 for a pack of blades.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. No, couldn't deal with it anymore, man.
Jeremy says his barber used shaving cream and a straight razor. I've had those once, and it's one of the most uncomfortable things. Not because the shave is weird with a straight razor.
No.
I just don't like someone having a razor blade at my throat.
I don't like the... It gets irritated again for me, and that's the problem, or else, you know, it's not too bad. You know, I've had it done a couple different times. I just don't...
Do people actually, they're saying, use Harry's blades? Are those cheaper and better?
Mine's fine. I just don't shave.
Yeah, you don't shave.
You know what I mean? That's the other thing, is like, I'm not going to be spending all this money when all I do is trim, hit the neck, and a little bit of your cheeks. The cheek, so it doesn't go up to my eyeballs.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's available if you're looking for a holiday gift idea.
Is there a picture?
Yeah, I'll show you.
What is it? Is it like a razor or is it like a little razor?
I'll bring it up over here during the song and I'll show Twitch
like,
too. Because
like a razor, you know what I mean? Because if it's just like a little disposable looking whatever.
Just a little bulkier. Get on in here, Jason Klug, you beautiful bastard. Yeah.
How have I not seen that?
Our NBA Jam game, it was covered up by
the
decoration.
Yeah,
it was like covered like that. Or I just couldn't see it.
The Halloween stuff threw you off.
Yeah, that did really throw me off. Huh?
Jason Klug, on behalf of DeLago, the sex is in the building.
Good morning, everyone. How's it going this morning?
It's great.
Yeah?
Everything is great. Yeah, we're fantastic. Having a great time. I went out to DeLago last week to see Dashboard. How fun was that? Good,
that
right?
That was a great show.
Yeah.
It was a good. Really great show. You know what? I'm kicking myself because I had to step to my office to run a report.
Oh, boy.
And, you don't get to... I stepped out just the right time where I came back in. I was... Like, some of the hits were being played.
I knew every song. I don't know what that set list was, but it was awesome.
Yes.
It was awesome. And they made a funny joke where they said, it is way too reasonable an hour for rock and roll.
Yeah.
Because it's 8 o'clock.
That was a really, really great line.
It's,
and I was like,
8 o'clock, man.
You start the show, and
we're good to go.
That really is clutch. That just, all right, guys, we got to get out of here because you got stuff to do.
Yeah, we're here to have a good time. So we stayed at the hotel. We spent the night. Had a great time. Yeah. I love it up there, yeah.
Did you like where he's at? Okay,
yeah,
that's
Jason.
Cool. Well, I wasn't sure. You know, I was like, maybe they want to be like right there. It's
Jason
Klug
upgraded us, if you really want the truth.
Yeah,
he gave us the VIP.
I like he did the, why don't you come with me for a second?
He gave us the VIP. I'm not listening.
That's fancy.
I'll take any kind of handouts Jason's giving us. But we were leaving, so we were, I didn't feel like, I wasn't in the mood to gamble that day. So I wasn't going to gamble. We were just going to go right from the show upstairs.
Okay.
And I scanned my little card, and it said you have a $25 promotional whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I got to play this. Yeah, and I put it in the Ghostbusters, won $67.
All right.
Didn't cost me a dime, baby.
Huh?
So what's going on, Jason? What's new?
Well, new is right around this time of year, all the booking starts happening for 22 or for the next year.
Yeah.
And the competition is getting fierce.
Really?
Yeah, it really is. And so Del Lago kind of sits in a odd location for booking because it's in between two markets.
For routing,
Right, so it's really great because you can pull from both those, but you have to be able to get the artist to agree to say, listen, instead of playing Rochester and Syracuse, I'm just going to play Del Lago.
Because a lot of people don't know this, but once you play a venue, you're kind of blacked out for a certain amount of time at the other
Correct.
Town.
It's called a radius clause, and it can be anywhere like 90 days, 90 miles.
So
you can't play within that time frame, within that mileage around the venue that you just played.
Interesting. So, you've got to say, hey, if you're going to play Del Lago, you're kind of blacked out of these other towns. So
Correct.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
So what other headaches are you having?
Well, it's just the headaches of the competition for the same act. So everything that's out there. If you see a major announcement, probably we were vying for the same thing.
Is everything getting more expensive too? Are bands more expensive?
Yeah. It's getting a little bit more expensive. And
why is that happening?
Because
the competition is so...
Inflation, one thing. We'll just say inflation.
Yeah,
but
right.
I think it's because these artists haven't been out on the road for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some were, but 22 is really everyone's focus.
Right.
Some people just said, hey, you know what? We're out of an abundance of caution, we're not going to tour in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But 2022, look for us. We're going to be back. And so with that, now there's kind of been a stop.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen some of your favorite bands. And now they're starting to come out. And
interesting.
It seems to inch up. And now someone like me has to sit there and say, okay, is this band worth another $5,000-$10,000?
Right.
Is it worth another $3,000?
Right.
Is it worth...
Because Del Lago will give you a budget of what you can spend on entertainment. You don't want to blow it all on one act, right?
Yeah. Well, yes. So there is a budget. There's a budget with any department.
Yeah.
And entertainment is lucky in the sense that that can always be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
If I deem it a prudent investment, I can go and say, hey, listen,
this is
what I'm going to spend on this month. I'm not going to take away from months down the line. I'm not going to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Right.
But here, this is what I think we'll be able to do.
So when a band comes to Del Lago, I was thinking this when I was there, what was it, Friday night for, mm-hmm. for Dashboard. Is there like a special hotel room that they get to stay in? Like, is there like the VIP suite?
Oh, it's got to be, right?
Like, I saw Jay Leno's coming, right? Like, a bunch mm-hmm. of people are coming, and I'm like, all right, I'm in a pretty dope room, but is there like a doper room that the celebrities get to go to?
They're top all floor. Pretty much decorated in the same, like, the same way.
Yeah,
like,
but so is there like the penthouse?
So there are suites
mm-hmm.
at Del Lago, and they're pretty cool. Like, there's a two-room suite that I've never stayed in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I did stay in like on a random Monday night when we got snowed in.
Yeah, you did. Nice.
And so I went to the hotel and just like, give me a queen room. And they're like, okay, Mr. Klug. And then I walk in and it's like one of the suites. I'm like, oh, they just said, nah, we're not putting you. We're not putting you there. You're gonna stay in the suite. Check it out for us. And it's two rooms and it's kind of an open concept. It has one dividing wall where there's a TV on either side.
I stayed on that room.
Yeah.
Totally by luck too.
Wow.
So I get there. Yeah. This is some love for Del Lago. It's not like I got any kind of special treatment. I get there. This wasn't this last time. This last time I stayed at the King Room.
Okay.
Two times ago, I get to Del Lago, and I'm going to check in, and there was like a three people ahead of me, and they were getting checked in. And I was there before check-in time because I'm a little neurotic. I like to be places.
You get to the movies early to see.
Everywhere early, and I'm very anxious about everything.
You are?
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Ow. Like we're going to see. We're going to go see Ghostbusters tomorrow night. I think we should probably just get up at 7 a.m. and get there. No, so I'm there before check-in, and they're like, "Well, you know, Mr. Grossman, the room isn't ready yet. So if you just want to sit here in the lobby, and there's like a little lobby area there."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no problem. I sit down. Wife and I are sitting there. And they go, we've got a room for you. Come on over. And they go, we're not going to make you wait. We'll put you in the suite. And they put us in the suite, Cody. And I had on the robe and the slippers.
Uh-huh.
And I had no underpants on. And I was just walking around like I was a big deal.
Awesome.
That suite was awesome.
That suite needs to have a lot of stuff burned to the ground. That robe, first of all.
Well, I don't take the robe, but I do bring the slippers home every time because they come with little, they're like little, you know how like a bath mat, that consistency?
Yeah.
They have flip-flop, bath mat flip-flops.
Yeah, those aren't for you.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead. Run your, put,
am I under
put
arrest?
Put the little chip thing in your phone. He'll swipe the card and he'll pay for him.
Get out the square. Right, we'll be all set.
Sorry, bro. Yeah, man, I love it. So they're staying in the same suite that I stayed in.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's fancy.
Sometimes
I'm pretty fancy.
So a lot of it really depends on where the artist is staying because a lot of times they've got to go to the next gig, so
they'll leave right after the show.
So they're leaving right after the show anyway.
Okay, yeah,
absolutely.
I just wonder about like that behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, that's the behind the you've seen the behind.
I know
the
I have,
stuff.
And it's never as like, exciting as I want
it's
it to be.
Never as exciting. Like you don't get to see everything that you see in a movie.
No,
you know? There's not the debauchery. And especially my backstage seems to be much more clinical. It's like an operator. Everything's clean, usually.
Yeah.
It's like very sterile.
Yeah. Chucky was back there. Stacy and Badger were back there. I went back and said hi to them real quick. And it's just like, I've been doing this for over a decade now, and the backstage is always a lot more boring than you think it is.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
nothing going no. on back there.
It no. really, and it really mm-hmm. depends. So for the Salt City Waltz, which was the next day, mm-hmm. we had that decked out. We, you know, there was like catering back there. It was like a really cool hang
yeah.
That you could go to. And yeah. obviously everything is, you try to spread stuff out because of COVID protocols.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just try to make it as cool as possible. I will say, though, that our backstage has some really cool large couches.
And yeah, it does.
Has an area where you can just kind of like chill out, and artists appreciate that. I mean, and the stagehands, if there's, you know,
yeah.
downtime, they appreciate that as well. You just sit there and watch, you know, a football game,
yeah.
something, whatever.
But a lot of times, do the artists just wait in their room and then come down right before they got to play?
That or the green room.
Chris Carrabba yeah. was just walking around Del Lago,
just hanging
yeah.
out.
Yeah, and he's like, you can't miss him because he's tiny.
Well, he's a little dude.
Well, I was going to say, you probably wouldn't be able to tell he was there because he looks like every single one of you that's walking around.
It was a building full of elder emos that night. Yes. There's no avoiding it.
Most certainly was. And some
a lot of,
those, of
swoopy hair and old tattoos.
Yeah, yeah. I got hit up for, you know, directions as to the path they were going to take across the casino floor. I'm like, I don't know. That's not my thing.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's not my job.
Yeah.
That's not my
thing. Yeah.
I get asked for a lot of things. Like, hey, can you know... what can you do for us at the hotel? I'm like, I don't run a hotel.
Yeah.
I run the entertainment
yeah,
business.
So,
I,
yeah.
It's the entertainment.
Right.
Can you help get rid of a dead hooker?
Whoa.
Surprisingly, maybe.
Definitely
maybe.
Okay.
Reference. Right. Okay.
I was going to say, will you help me get rid of a dead hooker is what I'm trying
we
to
We love really? It, man. We love Del Lago. There's that big wildlife preserve on the way out to Del Lago. I mean.
I thought you could ask Siri. Didn't she have answers for that?
Like where you could hide a body?
Yeah.
Isn't no that,
wait,
way.
Well, this was like a thing.
Really?
No,
Siri
come on,
or whatever our stupid Alexa thing up there.
Maybe
I can ask Alexa.
Hates
hold on.
Us. She doesn't like us.
Where can I hide a body?
Just thinking about it.
She turned off.
She was like,
"Where
listen.
Can I hide a body?"
You got
it won't answer.
You got to ask her. You got to be nice with it.
Alexa, where can I hide a body? Yeah, nothing. Watch.
Whoa.
Tell me a joke.
She's trying to call the cops.
Which baseball team would win at tug of war?
The Yankees!
The New York Yankees.
Ah, see? All right, Jason. What's coming up? What's coming up at Del Lago besides Napoleon Dynamite, which is going to be awesome?
Yes, the Napoleon Dynamite movie coming in, and some of the characters, you know, John Heater is going to be there.
Oh, cool.
They're going to come in, they're going to do a screening, and they'll do Q&A, and that's obviously really cool. That's one of those things that we had beforehand, and now we're bringing back a whole new performance.
Yeah, it's really worth it. I hosted one at the Palace. And we had Napoleon and Pedro, but you have Uncle Rico, too.
Oh,
you have three of them, so it's going to be fun, and that's a great area to see
I got to find a Tina.
You're going to need a Tina
I got to have a Tina.
There's all those places around. You can just grab one of those things.
Get a Tina.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you go? So every now and then we'll have models that we need for a promotion. I got to be the guy that chooses the models. And
tough job.
So I feel, real tough job.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like finding a Tina, it's like, okay, let me see this llama.
Turn around for me.
This llama doesn't have the, how
if
do you
I
say, je ne sais quoi.
After all the llamas are gone and you're bringing them into the pen, and then there's just one llama that the farmer didn't bring that comes walking out of the barn all sad, and you're like
Just give me that llama. If
you
I can
that llama.
Introduce you to Cody Mack's Llama Consulting, no one knows more about animals than him.
Around here somewhere.
If he's driving around and he sees an animal, he spots it, and he loves llamas and goats and all that stuff.
Oh, it is.
I have a fever.
Right?
And the only prescription is a beautiful llama.
Yeah.
I got you. Let me just.
Cody all right, Mack, thank Llama you. Consulting.
Where?
Llama Consulting.
Where was that?
Llama Consulting LLC.
The llama?
I'm trying to think. There was an actual... Remember, we drove by it and I lost my mind.
Yeah, when we're out driving around, he can see... Like, listen, you can put a piece of paper in front of his face right now. He can't read it. He needs glasses. He won't go get them.
Okay.
But if we're out driving around, he'll randomly go, whoa, there was a rabbit in the woods. And he'll see it like at 600 yards. He'll see it. Or like he'll be like, whoa, there was a llama over there. And I'm driving and I don't see it. Mm-hmm. But he'll see like, hey, it was a llama farm. So he'll... He spots animals out and about.
Just intuitively know where
he might
the,
be able to find you
where
a
the
llama.
Animals are.
He might
or,
be able to find you a llama.
Are you one with the animals?
Well, I can get you a little bit because I know a goat that'll do some things for carrots. So, so I can get you one that'll at least look like a llama.
All right,
you
know, Jason.
Well, here, I do have one more thing to say because it is early in the morning and I'm rising to my feet. We have Sublime.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
When is Sublime coming?
Sublime is December 3rd.
Oh.
And I feel we've had so many announcements, maybe people forgot. It's like Sublime is going to be in the house. So
Sublime
get out your
Rome
crystal balls.
Over at Del Lago. And I'm not saying this because he's here, but they are. That is a great venue.
Yeah.
I loved seeing Dashboard there. The sound is awesome. You're right on top of the band no matter where you are. There's not a bad seat in there. You pull up to Del Lago. You don't understand how they fit a venue that size in Del Lago. But you're in there, and you're like, how many seats is that?
It can go anywhere from 1,600 to 2,000.
Yeah. And you're like,
hear that? 10,000 seats.
And you're like, wow, 2,000 people could fit in this one. Yeah, but it's awesome. It's a really great venue.
I like venues like that. Every video I've seen, it's like, that looks like a damn nice place for a show.
Yeah, people are saying, how long did you practice your segue? It's the morning, I'm rising to my feet.
Oh, that was just spur of the moment.
Sure
it
was.
Jason, off the cuff.
Jason was leaning over a desk last night writing out big crumpled pieces of paper.
No!
No! Damn it! No! How will I tie in
Listen,
Sublime?
My sense of humor is dad jokes.
Yeah.
And always has been. So
Same.
It's now been like 40-something years where I've been getting ready for my moment to say more dad jokes.
Yeah.
You're
in, dude.
Well, that's good. At least that joke was nice. It was fine. He didn't go the wrong way.
Did you catch it?
Yeah.
He didn't go the wrong way.
Didn't go the wrong
way.
Anyways,
you got to break
it. See, there it is.
Go ahead.
We're terrible.
Go ahead and smoke two joints and come back. Other side of this.
Everybody get out.
Everybody out. Yeah. Dahoo. Rum-a-dum-a-dum. Be-da-da-doo, be-da-new-new, scat man.
Ahoy, ahoy, this is K-Rock. Was you doing that? Oh.
No, I wasn't. Why? What'd you hear?
I looked over and you were doing those noises. You never know.
You mean perfect accompaniment with
Pearl
Jam? Yeah.
I couldn't tell the difference where... I didn't know where Eddie Spaghetti ended and you started.
Thank you. I know.
So...
Good morning. This is Meat Gaddy and Spag Balls in the morning. I don't know if this is you, Cody. This is... What? Me doing the horse clicks?
Okay.
I don't know if this is you. I think you just go pee a lot.
Yeah.
They said there's a new term called extreme bathroom planner, which is somebody who knows they're going to have to pee such that they plan their day, like they schedule events around it. Like, I'm not going to drink this because I'm going to be at a concert later and I don't want to go pee.
That's the problem is that I don't.
You're opposite of a planner.
Yeah, I will for poos. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, like, when you got IBS and stuff like we have, you've got a plan.
Yep.
You're like, what is it? K-Rockathon's tomorrow? Well, I'm not eating today then, I guess.
Yeah, I've 100% done that, like, every week. You'd be like, all right, what am I doing? Oh, I'm not going to want to do this because I'm not going to be able to just rip off the side of the road.
I'm not going in a Port-a-John.
Right.
Definitely not doing that. Even, like, the last time I had to plan... Around, not number two, but number one was for Frightmare Farms. Because I was like, I'm going to be in this building for hours in a costume. I probably shouldn't need to go pee-pee.
Yeah.
So I like, did not overdo it on liquids. Because I was telling somebody yesterday that I'll drink probably 80 ounces of liquid in a day.
Yeah,
I just drink a lot of beverages.
Yes, you do. You're very hydrated.
So an extreme bathroom planner is someone that has to pee so much they can plan around it.
No.
Signs include avoiding certain activities or looking where the bathroom is as soon as you walk into a restaurant. I do that.
No.
I don't even do that. I used to back when my colitis was really bad because you got to go.
Yeah, I wouldn't. But even, I wouldn't plan anything around it or like as soon as I walk into the like, all right, where is the solo?
Yeah.
Get up and sprint to it.
Yeah.
But, that sucks. That would suck more than anything to be like, all right. Where
can't
am
do
I?
This thing because I got to go to the bathroom.
Right, or we're out going out to 16 Stone. Okay, let's see. They've got 45 minutes for bathroom, and then we'll be there for like 15. So if I want to poop at Comper City, I can hope that then I can poop. You know, then it's going to be 1 o'clock. So if I want to if I don't poop now, you know what I mean? Like, I'm driving an hour home. Yeah, it's all that crap.
Well, did Josh just announce K-Rockathon tomorrow? Yes, tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah,
it's happening tomorrow. You better be there.
Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, right on Twitch.
Better be there. It's K-Rockathon tomorrow night, twitch.tv/KRockCY.
Boom.
Clue says, I flew to Myrtle Beach and had to separate flights. I had separate flights. I planned not to drink any water or eat, not using the bathrooms on a plane.
Yeah.
Plane bathrooms aren't that bad.
I hated it.
Porta-johns are the worst.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
Those are the absolute worst. It's just like a slurry of disgusting down there.
Yep. Concert porta-johns.
Yeah.
Worst place in the history of the universe.
It's just so bad.
There's not a worse.
And people have intercourse in those things.
Yeah, they do.
How? You've got all the hepatitis at that point, right?
Like, because someone's got to, like bend over or something, you know what I mean?
And
then, like, your face is up against something there. Or you're up against, ugh.
I mean, unless you're doing the pile driver or something, I don't know what. I don't know how you would, because then you'd be touching the floor.
Yeah, or if, like,
maybe you put a jacket down.
Oh, it's even grosser. The guy, like, sits down like he has to poop.
And then you get on top,
and she just, like.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like straddles.
She doesn't want
to touch the door, so she gets right up against it and just kind of like.
Yeah, right. The things we do, man.
Don't touch it.
We are just so disgusting.
No, don't put any force against it, because I'm going to put my face up against the side of the door.
Jeremy wins, because I've heard the same from AJ. Porta-johns in Afghanistan when it's 130 degrees are the worst. Yeah, you win. You definitely win.
Well, I mean, yeah, but. I've never been there. That would never cross my mind.
But yeah, you've won.
Yeah,
that's the grossest. I've never seen more puke in a porta-john than I did at Chicago at Summer Smash this summer. It was nasty. People overdoing it for sure.
Ugh, yeah, because it's hot.
Yeah,
people are boozing.
People overdoing it.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Oh, Labine, you been in the men's bathroom here at Couch?
Labine says, "How do people get poop on the walls? I don't know if they have functional buttholes in this bath, in this office."
Labine, how did you get into the men's bathroom?
Yeah.
You're a lady.
Yeah.
To you and I, left the world before the ice is gone, but we won't survive.
Bad Flower. F the world. This is the show. You are lit in.
That's a swear.
F is a swear, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I mean.
For your leftovers today, gang. A daycare has been shut down after a couple of kids, one kid put another kid in a dryer and then turned the dryer on at the daycare.
Oh, that's not good.
The daycare never reported that it happened to the parents.
But you got to go to, like, the hospital and stuff after that, right?
The weird part is the woman the woman who brought it up to, like, the authorities was a minor household member and reported that she was stressed out because somebody had put a child in a dryer, like her nephew or niece.
Oh, my God. So some poor little kid.
Turned it on.
Yeah, because kids are innocent, and they're like, that was wrong. Even I know that was wrong. I got to tell somebody.
Yeah. They said, the child, when questioned, said it was hot and it was dark and it really hurt my back.
Oh, because it burned and stuff, and then they fell and.
You want something that's going to be hot and dark and really hurt your back.
There's something hot on your back.
This next guy, I'll tell you what.
Tumble dry low.
Griffin is up next. Be excellent to each other.